This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
You may have seen the TV ads talking about the Internet of Everything, smart devices from your car to your kitchen that will be on some kind of network that you can easily control or even program. Turn down the AC at home from your desk at work, for instance. Well, as networks and the web of Internet-connected devices expands, so do the security risks. Kashmir Hill is a senior online editor at Forbes magazine. She recently managed to, in a sense, break into tech-savvy homes around the country that use smart device software. Hill says certain houses are extremely vulnerable.
There are people who are doing something very cool with their homes. They're putting the devices in their homes online, and it means that when you go on vacation, you can get your smartphone out and turn the lights on and off in your house, and so people will think that you're actually at home. But by making, you know, the things in your home accessible, you run into the problem of having intruders come into your home virtually. And so some researchers discovered that you could do just a Google search for a very simple phrase.
Okay.
They told me about this, and I Googled the phrase, and there were about 8 homes that popped up. And I was inside people's homes. I could see all of the devices that they had.
So you could haunt these houses if you wanted to.
In one home, it looked like I could open and close a garage door.
Wow.
And then there were people who had, you know, very energy-consuming devices attached to the system, so hot tubs. If
yep.
I turned on somebody's hot tub, you know, overnight or while they were on vacation, I could at the very least hit them with a monster power bill. And so I called some of the people, and I asked them if they realized that their homes were exposed online. This man, Thomas Hatley, in Oregon, was in his bed, and I told him that I could, you know, see his system, and I thought I could control it. And he asked me to try to turn the lights on and off in the bedroom where he and his wife were, and I did it. And he just kind of gasped and said, "I'll be darned."
That's amazing. And, you know, on its face, some of this stuff seems relatively innocuous. But tell me what the bigger issues are here in your mind.
I think we're just, you know, we're connecting more and more sensitive devices to the Internet. You know, these devices include cars, the things in our homes, even the things in our bodies. So we need to think really hard about security around these devices.
Kashmir Hill, senior online editor at Forbes. Kashmir, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.